Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Second hour, I'm Teresa Watkins, and I am a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
How are you?
You know, we have some of the best listeners in the world, and I know that sometimes it's hard to get through to us on the phones. So what you can do is you can go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, download the free iHeartRadio app, search WFLA Orlando, don't forget the Orlando, and then a little microphone will pop up on your phone. You press that little mic button, and then you have 30 seconds to say what you need to say to us. Keep it clean. Listen back. If you like it, then you send it to us, and then we review it. And if we deem it's, you know, if noise-wise, because a lot of people do it in their car, but if noise-wise, if it's good, then we'll put it on air, and then you can get across what you need to say.
That is great. I love that. That would be wonderful. We'd love to hear from everyone. And so if you are wanting to start your garden now, springtime, it's with the heat. It's a little bit, you know, you need to jump on it right now. Herbs you could be planting, anise, basil, borage, chives, and dill and fennel. Dill and fennel are great for monarch butterflies. And so if you plant those in your garden, even if you aren't planting a vegetable or edible garden, you can still buy dill and fennel and stick it in your yard somewhere, and I guarantee you the swallowtails will find it, the monarch butterflies will find it. Lemon balm, mint, oregano, parsley, and rosemary. Rosemary you can put in, and it can become a shrub. And so it gets very woody, and it's really fragrant in your yard. It's nice to put along a pathway that you can brush against and smell. The rosemary oils is just wonderful. Sage and sweet marjoram, tarragon, and thyme. And thyme, too, is a herb, a little small plant you can get and place it by your pathway, your walkways, your stepping stones, or by a stairway in a garden pot, and you can get that fragrance. So that is wonderful. Also, too, you can be planting right now. So let me go through this right here. The dianthus, I saw some beautiful dianthus this morning outside the iHeart Studios. They're looking great. And then also gaillardias and garas and gazanias. You can plant also Johnny jump-ups right now. It's getting a little bit hot for them, but you can still be planting those pansies. I would use them in containers.
I bought some last week because they were so pretty. And I'm like, but yeah, they'll be out of season soon, it seems like.
They do with the heat. It's just something else. So it's also time to put down a pre-emergent if you have crabgrass issues. It may be a little late because of the warm temperatures, but if you have it, make sure, if you have crabgrass, make sure that you get rid of it now and put down a pre-emergent to prevent it from coming back. That's important. Lizzie, let's hear from John Denver, and we have, thank you.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is botanical sexism. Botanical sexism is a term coined by horticulturist Tom Ogren to describe the planting of male plants instead of female plants of certain dioecious species, including willow, poplars, aspen, ashes, silver maples, pistache, mulberries, pepper trees, and other woody plants such as junipers and yew plants, fern pines, myrtles, wax myrtles, and then also plum, yews, and other assorted male trees. According to Ogren, pollen allergies have been amplified due to the planting in urban areas of male clones, which increase the amount of pollen in the air. Male plants are commonly used in urban areas because plants with female flowers produce fruits and flowers that litter the landscape. The planting of more female plants would decrease the overall amount of pollen since they do not produce pollen and remove pollen from the air for pollination. This theory has existed since at least the 2000s, and biological sexism is used in the Ogram Plant Allergy Scale called OPALS, O-P-A-L-S, which has been adopted by the United States Department of Agriculture for the city's arbor departments and for planting in nature or state and national parks.
Oh, wow.
And so it's very interesting. We think of the pollen as coming and that the berries and the flowers are what causes the pollen, but it's actually the male plants that have the pollen.
Oh, okay.
The females have the flowers and the fruit.
Now, how can they use their dirty word of the day in a sentence?
Botanical sexism is very important to determine the health of you in your with your allergies and asthma.
Oh, that's a good one. I mean,
I don't know. Botanical sexism. I'm hoping someone will come up to me and say botanical sexism, and I'll know they listen to Better Lawns and Gardens.
That's good stuff.
If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We got Robert from Plant City. Hang on, Robert. We'll be right with you. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Florida law requires you to remain at the scene of a crash and to call for help. Leaving the scene is a felony offense that includes losing your license and possible jail time. After a crash, stay at the scene, call for assistance, and wait for first responders to arrive. If you have information on a hit-and-run crash, report it by calling STAR-FHP or anonymously to Crime Stoppers at STAR-STAR-8477. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit Year-Round Spray Oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. Let me know you're out there listening. Let's go to Robert in Plant City. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for being here. I wake up every Saturday morning, 7 o'clock, waiting for you to come on.
I appreciate that so much. What do you like to grow, Robert?
Well, this is about, it seems that the citrus industry is taking one step forward with this greening and two steps back with something always attacking the fruit trees. Mm-hmm. The latest is an invasion of a butterfly that damages the citrus trees arrives in Florida. And it's coming up from the islands in Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
It is right now in Key West. And what it does, it defoliates the tree. It's a larva that the butterfly lays on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it defoliates the leaves, causing the fruit to be exposed to the sun.
Huh. Really?
Yes. It's an article out of the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
Uh-huh.
And you should, if you get it, read it. It's very interesting about what has happened.
Okay. It's the lime swallowtail butterfly, which I have seen. It's an invasive species which hails from Asia and has damaged citrus trees in the Caribbean for 20 years. And so this is really, well, the one thing about the citrus and that lime swallowtail, it would seem to me that, I don't know, if it's been in the Caribbean, then I'm kind of thinking that maybe for 20 years, that maybe it doesn't take cold weather and that's going to be our saving grace. Because you would think that if it was in the Caribbean for 20 years, it would have made its way up here already.
Well, they're saying that the last hurricanes blew it.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm hoping that they're able to contain it. But it looks, well, you know, the lava.
Right.
It looks like bird stuff anyway.
Well, the swallowtail looks like that too as well. The dog-faced caterpillar is, but that's a good butterfly. Okay, that's not the bad one. And it looks totally different. But, oh, my goodness. No, I'm just reading it right now. It just came out, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, correct.
Yeah. And so very interesting. Well, Robert, thank you so much. I'll find out more about it, and I'll contact Dr. Rogers and see what he says about that. You know, but I agree with you. The citrus industry has taken a pounding over the last 20, 30 years. And
late 50s, early 60s, because I worked at a company that was making Petrox for a problem that we were having with the citrus industry way back then.
Uh-huh. And so, thank you so much for calling and letting me know about that. And so hopefully it won't be anything that is going to be too severe.
I hope not.
I really thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's so good to have eyes and ears everywhere, Lizzie.
Oh, I think that is really good.
Yeah, because this happened 2 weeks ago, and when he was talking, I just researched it, and it's the Lyme swallowtail butterfly. And I'm gonna contact the citrus research and see what they say.
Ooh, you gonna tell on them?
No. And if you have a gardening question or something to tell me about your gardening, I would love to hear it. I'd love to hear what you like to grow, what you've just moved to the state and you're finding this interesting or that interesting about gardening. So you can give us a call 1-888-455-2967. If you would like to plant roses, or if you'd like to have a rose, really, really easy to do here in Florida.
Yes.
Roses are a great way to showcase a beautiful romantic garden, to have fragrance, but to also butterflies as well love roses.
Yes. And people, you know, are intimidated by them. But my mom, when she was alive, she was the person who could kill everything, even grass. Bahia grass, she could still kill that. But my mom always had a gorgeous rose bush and she did nothing to it.
That's it. You know, they're very easy to grow, mm-hmm. and they take very little time maintenance. And so here's some of my favorites. Okay, I'll go through the different types of roses and you let me know which ones you like. So we have right now the knockout varieties and the double knockouts that are very popular. The drift roses, I love. If you're not a gardener and you don't want to have a large rose bush, the drift roses get 2 to 3 feet tall, and they come in beautiful colors, red, white, yellow, kind of a popcorn color, and then also peach and white and red. So they're all beautiful. I love those. I like to use them a lot in my landscape. They bloom all year round. Now, climbing roses get 6 to 8 feet tall, and there's some really good recommendations. I love to use Don Juan. Don Juan blooms all year round, yes. Does beautifully here, and it's got that deep red rose.
Correct.
So that is a gorgeous one, very rigorous. And then I also like New Dawn, and for Florida and the South, Yellow Lady Banks roses. They do beautifully here. They look great over arbors, over doors, along a large pergola. They do wonderful yellow Lady Bank roses. Then for Floribunda roses, which only get to be 3 to 4 feet tall, I love Angel Face. Angel Face is a deep lavender color with frilly edges. And the smell is amazing. The fragrance, gorgeous. I love it. I use it a lot. Then also, too, the Jean Borner is a wonderful Floribunda, very fragrant, too, as well. Raspberry Ruffles, and then also Sun Sprite is another one that I love to grow. For the Grandiflora roses, these are great. They are a little bit bigger than the hybrid tea roses, and they produce long stems, and enough to use in bouquets. So if you like to do floral displays, they are perfect. And my favorites are the Queen Elizabeth, Lagerfeld. Lagerfeld is a silver white. Very, very beautiful. And then also Tournament of Roses is bright red. Montezuma is an orangey color. And then also Gold Medal, which is a deep yellow. And then Sonia is a favorite of mine too as well. For the hybrid tea roses, beautiful. You get a lot of fragrance from them. I love Cary Grant, and the Chrysler Imperial is deep red. I also love Double Delight. If you are a rose gardener, you have to have Double Delight in your garden. They are reddish pink or pinkish red and white, creamy white. And again, the fragrance is amazing. Then also Fragrant Cloud. Got a theme going here. All fragrant roses are my favorites. Midas Touch, Mr. Lincoln, very beautiful long stem roses that you can cut and add to floral displays or your bouquets. Then the Peace Rose, which is a, you know, generational favorite. Peace roses have been around for many decades. Perfume Delight is another one of my favorites. Just beautiful. Perfume Delight is just incredible. Then coming up for March, St. Patrick's Day, it is a yellow rose with a green tip to the petals. Yellow rose, it kind of looks a little greenish if you wince a little bit, but the buds are usually a little bit of a lighter green color, and it's gorgeous. And then Tropicana roses are deep orange, peachy orange, and it looks beautiful. Then also old garden roses. This is where you get your fragrance and your disease-resistant roses. Because they're old garden roses, they're heirloom varieties, they do not get diseased. They are wonderful. Of course, any of the David Austin roses, you know, they are just wonderful for that. But then also I love Blush Noisette, and then Cecile Brunner, and Old Blush, and then the Souvenir de la Maison is wonderful. And then the Fairy Rose. It's the old garden roses. They are wonderful. You can get them in all different growth sizes, and they don't need a lot of care as well. And so let's see. I've got these all listed for me. Excuse me. So the shrub and ground cover roses, Belinda's Dream is a popular one. Very fragrant, carefree beauty, the Red Meadowland, and the Scarlet Meadowland. These are all wonderful roses. You can find them at the nurseries, Nelson's Nursery in Claremont and Lake County area. You can find them there. Let's go to Okoye. Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. Thanks for your show. I have a regular bird of paradise for many years in a large pot, like at least 5 gallons, but it's really getting a lot bigger. I want to put it in a larger pot, but I remember that bird of paradise like being pot-bound. So I'm worried about that. If I put it in a larger pot, will that stop getting the flowers for a while, or should I plant it in anything particular to do that, or should I just leave it alone?
Okay, so why are you wanting to repot it now?
Because it's kind of getting too big for the pot. It's just
How tall is it, or what kind of pot? What size pot do you have it in?
Maybe a 5 gallon pot that or more that gets a little narrow at the bottom, and it's from the bottom of the pot, height wise, it's maybe 4 feet.
Okay, yeah, that's a pretty good size one for a 5 foot pot. And okay, and so is it blooming for you now?
Not this moment, but it did last year.
It did last year. Okay, what I suggest is that you go ahead and bite the bullet and repot it. It may take a year or so or 2 years for it to rebloom again, but go ahead and put it on a good fertilizing schedule, and you need to do that. If not, you can put it in the ground, and don't touch the roots.
What if I just leave it in the pot and you can, trim the roots like you do a bonsai plant or something?
You can do that. You can do that. All right, that would help too as well, but you might still not get a bloom. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. We are going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens and your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey, listen, are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month. Call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm taking your gardening questions, and if you'd like to call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. If you love wildflowers or want to start a native butterfly garden, you're going to want to attend the Florida Wildlife and Garden Festival. Put this on your calendar. Saturday, March 25th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., in downtown DeLand. There's going to be free parking and free admission, And it is going to be a wonderful wildflower festival. This keeps getting bigger and bigger every year. And there's going to be great speakers and vendors selling native wildflowers and plants and wildflower seeds and lots of shops in downtown DeLand to visit because it's just a wonderful little city.
It is very cute.
It is. And they've got so many unique restaurants. And it's all going on at the same time as the DeLand Outdoor Art Festival. So that's March 25th. Put it on your calendars to visit the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival. Great time, great opportunity to get native plants and native wildflowers and learn so much. The speakers are going to be talking about everything from gardening, how to design. I'll be doing a talk on how to design wildflower gardens. And then there'll also be talks on different kinds of issues that you may find, but how to protect the environment too as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun, free parking and free admission. And Dana Venrick, who is one of the leading sponsors of the program, he actually helped. He was one of the founders of it. So he will have lots of his plants there. It's a good time to go by Quality Green Specialists.
I might have to go there because what was that tree that I'm trying to find?
Tabebuias.
Love them.
Yes, they're blooming. You can see the yellow ones and the pink ones. And there's several varieties of each of the yellows and each of the pinks. And they bloom at different times. The trees have different shapes. So Dana would be able to help you get that.
Had I ever seen that tree and knew about it, within the last 20 years, my whole property would have been covered with them.
That would be beautiful. I love to see them, and I love to see them on streets, just lining the streets. And
it's gorgeous.
They bloom for about 3 weeks to a month, and then they're gone.
And so those that don't know, if you look around Central Florida while you're driving, you're going to see few, but they are huge. They almost look like they remind me of like the cherry blossom trees.
Yes.
They have the pink ones, but then they have these yellow ones that look almost just like them, but a little like less full, I guess, from what I've seen.
Right.
And they're yellow, like bright yellow.
Peter Max yellow is what I like to call it.
There you go. And then when they fall on the ground, especially the pink ones, it just looks like it's snowing, these petals, and they're all over the place. I love them.
Yes. No, they're wonderful. Then also, too, the Hong Kong tulip tree is blooming right now. And red buds are blooming right now. Chickasaw plums are blooming right now. Lots of beautiful native trees and shrubs, especially out where you're going. You'll see the little white flowers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, those are chickasaw plums.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then there's some fringe trees that are blooming right now. Mine did not bloom this year because I planted it in late November. And so it's going to skip the blooming period this year. But chickasaw plums are... and fringe trees are blooming right now. And so wonderful natives, red buds, they're all doing beautifully right now. So if you see a tree as you're driving by, keep your eye on the road. But if you see a tree driving by, and you want to know what it is, just email me and email the website, betterlawns.com, and they can do it there. Or they can go to WFLA Orlando and put a question in there.
Yes.
Or they can even use, what was that talk mic again?
What you can do is go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, download the free iHeartRadio app. Trust me, it's free because I don't like subscribing to stuff. And then look WFLA Orlando. Make sure you put Orlando after that because there's another WFLA here in Florida. And then a little microphone will pop up on your screen. And then you just press that mic. You have 30 seconds to say what you'd like to say. Listen back to it, make sure it sounds pretty clear, and keep it clean. And then it comes up on our screen, and then if we're able to play it, then we'll play it. So that's a way to get your questions into us.
That's wonderful. Thank you. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. So I have a wonderful listener, and she wanted to know what she could do in her landscape, and she actually sent me a photograph of her garden, and she just, it was wonderful. She's been having trouble with it, so she asked me what she could do for it. So what I did was I just circled everything, and then I put little comments all around the photograph, and I sent it back to her. And so she has one, it's underneath palm trees, but she has some plants, and she bought the property, so it's not not her fault, but she has some plants in the wrong place. So I told her where to plant them. And then she has a wonderful container in a pot, but plants in a beautiful container that she should move to another part of the garden bed. So I told her where to put that. And then the rock mulch, I told her how to use that. And then she has a beautiful decorated art piece that looks like a wild blue heron, a great wild heron.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, and it's art.
Yes.
And she has it sticking up in a PVC pipe in the ground, which is, you know, how you need to do it to make sure that it stands up correctly. But I just told her, just go ahead and spray that PVC pipe white, paint it black, and you won't notice it anymore.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. And so if you've got something that's standing in your garden and you've got pipes coming up, paint them black.
It blends in.
And they disappear right from that area. And so she did have a little bit of some of the shrubs and some of the apostle's iris were a little damaged. And so she just needs to cut and clip those off. And then she asked what else could she plant. So I gave her some bulbines and drift roses, beach sunflowers, because she's on the beach line, and kuntis, and it will look amazing. So if you have some questions, you can go ahead and send me a picture.
Through the email.
Through the email.
No, don't text us those because they don't come through. But yes, email is perfect.
Perfect for email. And let me just state that again, because if, you know, I do have, you know, sometimes people will say, I've been trying to get you on text. Text is not good for me to respond back to because sometimes I need to go into detail. So go ahead and contact me through the betterlawns.com site or through WFLA Orlando. Or my own website, she-consulting.com.
And Facebook.
And then I can help you and I can respond back. We're going to be back with more of what you can do in your landscape gardening. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens if it's Saturday morning. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable Iron Forge cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit year-round spray oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit year-round spray oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit year-round spray oil is available at fine garden centers and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We still have time for your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Got a lot of text messages in, so we are going to tackle them right now. So let's go to, I want Scott Norman Beach. Where can I find elkhorn fern, microsorum, punctatum, grandiceps? Email me. Okay, email me through betterlawns.com, and I will be able to tell you where to find some, if we can find some. Then, how do I treat my plumeria tree that gets black-looking smut on the leaves, Melanie in Vieira? And Melanie, thank you. I would check your watering. You don't want to overwater it, and don't water it at night. You can go ahead and treat that with an oil spray. Okay, and it will take care of any insect issues. That smutty stuff on your leaves and the stems is sooty mold. So you do have some insect issues with your plumeria. Get a horticultural oil. Follow the instructions. That will help. And so someone texted, I don't have a name or anything, says, know the type of grass you have and what you're buying. Yes, that's very important. You want to, if you have St. Augustine, buy St. Augustine grass. If you have zoysia grass, you want to plug it with zoysia or buy sod pieces of zoysia and put that in. So that's very important. Know what type of grass you have. If you do not recognize your grass, send me a picture. I will tell you what you have. So Frank from Spring Hill, I'm planting some roses today, bare root. Okay, how deep do I plant the crown? You want to have the crown above the ground. You have a graft on there. Hopefully you have a graft on that rose bush, and go ahead and plant it up to the crown, all right? And if it's bare root, it may need to have something to hold it straight up until it gets established, Frank. Okay, so you do not want to plant that crown too deep. Anne from Hudson, what plant can I plant that has a flower, part sun, part shade, and will not freeze? Camellia. A camellia would be a beautiful plant that can handle sunlight and shade. Also, too, African irises will take sunlight and shade and not freeze. They both have flowers. You can do a little bit of plumbago, and plumbago will do well in part sun, part shade. It may freeze, but it will come back, okay? So that would be some different colors right in there. And Muggsy from Daytona Beach, thank you so much for texting. She wanted to suggest to our listeners who have rosemary plants and shrubs and are tea drinkers, snip a stem and put it in a glass jar in the sun with water and a tea bag or two. After several hours, add a squeeze of fresh lemon or lime and some ice to make a delicious rosemary iced tea. That sounds wonderful. Then I had another text message that says, how many hours for sunlight for roses? Roses need 6 to 8 hours of sunlight a day. They do need full sun. There are some varieties that can handle morning shade, afternoon sun, but they need at least 6 hours of full sunlight. So make sure you get that. Now, if they don't, you just may not, I mean, they'll survive, but they may not bloom as well for you. And then all my biscuit plants have little leaves, hardly flowers. I don't know what that means, Lizzie.
Biscuit plant? Wait, we got biscuit plants out there, and I don't know nothing about no biscuit plants. I love me some biscuits.
So Ada in Windermere, let me know what biscuit plants are. I'm not familiar with that common name. Have little leaves, hardly flowers. So I will look it up, and I will tell you next week. I'll look up biscuit flowers, biscuit plants. That's interesting to me. I know my Tony would say, please plant some of those biscuit plants.
Yeah, Shrek, my husband would too. He would be like, babe, why don't we have a whole yard of biscuit plants?
I love that. A biscuit plant. Interesting.
Well, you know, it's like this part of, I mean, I guess everywhere, but the South always has another name for, and it's a country name. And I love that. That just makes my heart so warm to hear that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the longer a plant's been around, the more common names it has. True. Like impatience here in the United States are called Busy Lizzies in England. And
oh, okay.
So when I was working at Home Depot, I had a lovely lady come in, and she was English, and she said, excuse me, can you tell me where you have your Busy Lizzies? And I knew what it was, but everybody else was going, huh? And I said, those are impatiens, and I showed her where the impatiens were, and she was very happy. But, you know, so it just depends on where you're from. Certain parts of the world have different names for the same plant.
Yes, and same with food. You know, a lot of people don't know what an Alabama round steak is. They just call it fried bologna in other places.
Do you know, I love fried bologna.
Alabama round steak?
Yeah,
thank you.
I do. So this is the time to be pruning all your deciduous fruit trees and vines, your grapes, as soon as possible. They're going to start flushing out with new growth. And if you have not done that, do that now. Also, too, your ornamental grasses, your red fountain grass, your muley grass, your white fountain grass, go ahead and cut those back right now. And you want to cut them down to about 6 inches. Let them flush right up, and you won't have to deal with the old brown leaves mixed in with the new green leaves. Go ahead and cut those now. Just bite the bullet like a bad haircut. Just get done and do it. Hibiscus. Oh, God bless you. Hibiscus. Hibiscus. Okay, so you have little leaves and hardly any flowers. You want to cut those back. That's because of the wintertime. Cut your hibiscus down to about 3 feet, 2.5 feet, 3 feet, and it will flush back out again. Make sure that you fertilize it in the next few weeks afterwards to encourage blooms.
I love text-to-talk, and I hate autocorrect because it will do the same thing. So hibiscus, that makes sense.
I love that. And we're in the South, so we just knew biscuit plants, there was such a thing.
Never heard of such a thing, but I was excited. I was going to go buy me one.
Love that text message. That is classic. I love it. Thank you so much. You made my day, Ada. That is wonderful. So cut your hibiscus back. If you're any kind of tropical that got damaged by the wintertime, go ahead and cut it back now. Okay, because if you wait a couple of months, it's going to have that new growth, and it's going to take longer to come back again, and you're going to be dealing with plants that should have been pruned in January, February, and you're dealing with it in April and May when it should be blooming wonderfully for you. Go ahead and prune your plants back now that have been damaged by the winter. If you had banana trees that were damaged by the winter, go ahead and cut all the brown off, cut back to where you see the green is, and then everything that you cut off the plant, you can chop up and put in the compost pile or lay it around your bananas. And that way you can go ahead and let it resprout again, and it should have bananas for you. I'd like to thank Tina McIntyre.
Well, we'd like to thank her, but we also have a talkback. So somebody's actually used our talkback feature, which is on the iHeartRadio app, and then you hit that little mic button. So here we have a question.
Okay, it's wonderful.
Hello, Teresa. Hey, I like to grow things from seed, and this year my tomato plants are very leggy. They've only got the two sprouter seeds or leaves, and they're starting to get the first set of real leaves, but they're 3 inches tall. What did I do wrong?
I don't know necessarily if you did anything wrong. It may be the heat that we're having that's so early that's encouraging them to grow, and it could be sunlight. So I'd like to know, you know, think about how much sunlight you have. Are you having enough, whether they're growing, they're trying to reach up, or again, it could be the heat and it's making them grow faster. There you go. So let me know what to have. Go ahead and text me or email me, and I'll be able to help you more. Send me a photograph of it. And so how many hours full sunlight for cherry tomatoes and okra? And that's JAC in Cocoa Beach. You need at least 6 to 8 hours of sunlight a day. Okay, tomatoes love full sunlight. And so if they're getting a little leggy, it could be that they're reaching high. I'm also wondering, too, for the fertilizer, make sure that they're getting adequate fertilizer, too, as well. And so that, again, I want to thank Tina McIntyre, Seminole County Extension, Florida Friendly Agent. She does a wonderful job for all her hard work educating on water conservation and protecting Florida's water resources. And we just appreciate her coming on. And Lizzie, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. And thank you to our listeners. And I love the fact that you guys now know how to use the TalkBack feature.
Isn't that wonderful?
Also, while you're on our website, WFLAOrlando.com, we have all kinds of really cool contests going on to enter to win tickets. So go in there and enter to win.
There you go. And thank you to all our text messages and callers. We love you to death. I just think that's just
the best.
We do. And so join me in Buffalo, New York and Niagara Falls, Ontario this summer, July. You can go to my website, she-consulting.com, click on Backyard Garden Tours and underneath more, and join me from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of organic mosquito bits and dunks and organic year-round oil spray. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The sun on your face. There's nothing like experiencing Florida's waterways on a personal watercraft. Knowing how your PWC operates will keep you safe on the water. Remember, PWCs need thrust to change direction, so use a controlled amount of throttle to turn. Know your limits, never ride recklessly, and always wear your life jacket. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.